You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. 2013 was the year when New Yorkers stood in line for up to 8 hours to go through a rainy, dark room. It was also the year when a painting of a tiny bird from the 1600s drew record crowds to a local museum, and when a famous rotunda was filled with anything but light. If you missed some of the blockbuster art shows this year, The Rain Room at MoMA, Dutch Masters at the Frick, and James Turrell at the Guggenheim, there's still some good stuff to see before the year is over. Here with some picks is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, you know, Deborah, a few months ago at the beginning of the fall art season, you talked about how there are all these male-dominated art shows in the city, and now in the winter there are all these female artists with great shows. What happened?
Yeah, I guess they took our advice literally and organized a few shows
that was
by
quick.
Women. Yeah, we started off the season with Balthus and Magritte, and we're ending with a fabulous profusion of important and buzzed about shows by women artists.
Well, one of the female artists on your list is Isa Genskin. She's got a show at the MoMA. What does she do? Who is she?
She is a German artist who has not shown widely in New York before. This is her first retrospective. I had previously known her only as the wife, or rather the ex-wife, of the German painter Gerhard Richter, and I was blown away by the show. She is a sculptor who grew up in the shadow of the Bauhaus, the famous German art school that for many people is synonymous with modernism, and the show is like it's like her revenge on the Bauhaus. She is tired of all its purity and all its rationalism, and she makes sculptures from found objects, such as pizza boxes and toy cars and all kinds of plastic things and seashells and all the detritus of the world that the Bauhaus left out.
Another artist you recommend is Kenyan-born, Brooklyn-based artist Wengeshi Mutu at the Brooklyn Museum. What's interesting about her?
She, too, is working with found material. She makes large-scale figurative collages, female figures, female goddesses on mylar, on shiny mylar material. They're larger than life, and they also comprise of found material, such as cutouts from magazines and stuff that you find in everyday life.
And another one of your picks is Josephine Mexieper at the Andrea Rosen Gallery in Chelsea. She's very provocative, right?
She is. But she also is working with found objects. Do you notice a trend
here?
Yeah,
I think so.
Her work, her latest show at Andrea Rosen, I think, is really gripping. And it consists of, among other things, vitrines filled with objects. And if you know the work of Joseph Cornell, these are like Cornell's writ large, in which the found object is no longer a poetic reminder of the past, but rather a symbol of merchandise and excessive consumption.
So these are like shop windows or something?
Exactly. I just want to say that the found object is a tradition that began in the early 20th century with Kurt Schwitters, who found old bus tickets and theater tickets and discerned a lot of poetry in them. And now what we're seeing is a lot of artists working with found objects or assemblage who instead use the objects as a symbol of merchandise and our consumerist culture. And this may be right now the prevailing trend in contemporary art. Artists who add objects to the world are wondering, how can I add an original object to the world? Or does the world need more objects?
Right.
We're already drowning in objects.
And for people who like standing in line, maybe they missed the ones at the Rain Room. There is Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama at David Zwirner Gallery in Chelsea. Why are people flocking to see her?
Yeah, some people are calling the Yayoi Kusama show the Rain Room sequel because you do have to wait a few hours in order to get in. And I have to confess that I haven't seen it. I saw her retrospective at the Whitney last year. I think she's a major figure. She's a very interesting woman who sort of introduced obsessive compulsiveness into minimalism. She loves polka dots. I have a weakness for polka dots. And there are actually two Kusama shows side by side at David Zwirner in Chelsea. One is a painting show, which anyone can get into, and the other is her show of infinity rooms, mirrored rooms with a lot of LED lights, and those have generated the long lines. And I would like to ask our listeners today, what art shows they plan to see over the holidays, and what could they recommend?
You can let us know at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of American Mirror, The Life and Art of Norman Rockwell. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.